Podcast Help Desk News for Friday. And it is December 18th, 2019. This is attempt number 3 recording this with my portable setup. So I'll give you a little bit of background. I've got a Zoom H5 and getting ready to go on the road next week. So I want to make sure that I can record with this. And I thought, what the heck, I'll try using the internal or the included microphones rather than bring a dynamic mic. So we'll see how this works out. This is attempt number 3 because I don't understand the foldering system in this silly recorder. But hey, that's my problem, not yours. If you're hearing this, I did figure it out. Anyway, I wanted to talk to you about recording using a condenser microphone. You may notice there's some background noise here, maybe not. My furnace is running here just in front of me in the office, and so it's a little bit noisy in here. But I think I've sufficiently got this thing set up to where you may not hear it too much or at all. I'm using a condenser microphone, which is normally not recommended for podcasting, especially in noisy environments. But if you do it right, it could turn out fairly decent. So first rule of thumb is please turn down the gain. If you're going to be able to edit in post, you know, if you're going to be able to bring it into a editor such as Audacity or whatnot or Afonic or anything like that, you can bring up the levels in post. So if you record low, get close to the microphone. Also use a pop filter. In this case, I have a dead cat pop filter on the microphone so that I can get right up close to it with the gain turned down, and that way I don't pick up as much of the background noise as I would have otherwise. So that's my tip for using a condenser microphone. A lot of people will buy a Blue Yeti or Blue Snowball or some other condenser type microphone and then stick it in the middle of the table and have 2-3 people sitting around it. And that doesn't usually sound very good unless you're in a perfect room for that. You get a lot of echo off the walls. It sounds like everybody's at the bottom of a barrel. And, you know, the audio quality is generally lousy. But you can take that same Blue Snowball, Blue Yeti, or in this case, the Zoom H5 with the condenser mics on top of it, and, you know, turn the gain down, get up close to it. If you really want to get good at, go into your closet, with a bunch of clothes hanging around, or, in a hotel room, stick a blanket over your head. Seriously, it'll work. But the idea is to record low and to get up close, and then you can, boost it up when you're post-editing, with minor edit. I don't do a lot of editing, but I do level the file before it goes out. So anyway, that's my third attempt at this update for Friday the 18th, and we'll catch you next week from the road. If you want to hear the main podcast for this show, go to podcasthelpdesk.com, podcasthelpdesk.com. And if you want to subscribe to this show in a normal podcast catcher, go to phdnews.blueberry.net. That's blubrry.net. So phdnews.blueberry.net. Catch you next week.